I'm just wondering if this never happened. There's so many leased cars around. Never happened that someone had a leased car and he lent it to someone. And the second person got into an accident. He goes back to the owner and he says, "I had an accident. I hope you have insurance." So he says, "Yeah, I got insurance, but you have to pay me anyway. You're a shayl." These aren't things that happen all the time. No, our Mishnah. It's the same thing as our Mishnah, no? If you borrow a leased car from someone, so he's a seicher and you're a shayl. So, God forbid, if you have an accident, so you should have to pay, no? I mean, according to Chamin, huh? But it's not exactly the same thing as our Mishnah. Jews don't charge Jews. Okay, love to do business with you. I understand. Huh? Yeah, yeah. The guy who leased the car will collect, but he'll get. It's exactly our Mishnah. According to the Chachamim, he'll make money. He'll make money b'parasei shel chaveira. He'll make money with the master's car. No, you don't think that would be? You don't think that would happen? You think if most people would be nice, they wouldn't charge him.
But he's collecting money on the insurance.
So in our Mishnah also, he's not collecting. He's not collecting. The car, the place that leases the car is paying. I mean, he's the Bailim. There's Bailim, and there's the renter, and there's the shayl. Most places that lease, they don't really have insurance for anybody else. They self-insure. They basically, they're Mekabel Achrayas themselves. So, what? The shayl, no, the shayl is chayiv. If it wasn't Baal of Imai, then the shayl is chayiv and everything. The shayl was Mesim Achas Malacha. But I'm saying he got into an accident. Even if it wasn't his fault. Huh? That'll be our Mishnah, I think. Now, the thing is, we pass on the Krab Yaisi, Ketzer Aloy Siskar B'Parasi Shachavei, right? But Taisa said that if the person knows what happened, he can't be Mechayev Yeshua. If he knows himself what happened, that's the Maschir. So, all right, we pass on the Krab Yaisi. I guess in most cases, it wouldn't be a problem. No? Lahalacha. We pass in Krab Yaisi, which means that it'd really be a Ptur. Shail will be part of the case of Allah says fire, but just. I remember once we had a Shaila, someone just reminded me today, I don't remember the Raias we had. There were two people were driving a long trip, I don't know, they were going to Chicago. Two guys were driving together. And the fellow whose car it wasn't going to drive the whole 16 hours. So part of the way, he asked the other fellow to drive for a while. And he took a nap. And the fellow who was driving got into an accident. We were mesupik if when the second person is driving, is he a shayl? Is he a shayl? Bail of imai? No, the bail of imai means if the bailam are working for him, the bailam are working for him, they were sleeping in the car. Right? They drove 10 hours and then they pulled over and he says, "Listen, I drove enough, you drive." So the second person, he's driving for the first person or he's driving for himself? That was a question. Is he driving for the other person or is he driving for himself? He's driving for both.
All the guy wants his car to get to that destination.
Shamer? Yeah, but he's using it for his own taiva. It's a funny case. He's using it for his own sake and for the other person's sake. So in a way he's a shayl. He's using it for his own sake. No, he wants to get there. The other thing, he's using it for the other person's sake also. No, Baal Avimei means if the other person's working for him. The other person's not working for him. Baal Avimei doesn't mean he's sitting with you. He has to be working for the shayl. Working for the shayl. If I borrow something and you're working for me, then it's a p'tor.
working my wrist. He'll be able to drive the next 10
minutes. His resting is working for me. He's really not doing it for me, he's doing it for himself. No. I don't know what. There's no Baal of Imai here. If the Mashal is working for the Shoyal, it's Baal of Imai. He's sleeping now.
I'm driving him. I'm taking a moment for one big trip. He drove a little bit.
Yeah, Kozumandolin was driving. He was working for me. I wasn't a Shoyal. I became a Shoyal after we stopped, and now I'm going to drive the next thing, next leg of the journey. I'm a Shoyal. Or maybe I'm not a Shoyal. I'm just doing you a favor. I'm doing myself a favor, too. I don't remember a number of years ago we were in the Supik. I don't remember what rias we had one way or the other. Depends how you look at it. What?
The owner is up. He's keeping the guy up. Like,
he's working for him, you mean?
Right.
I mean, it's not Kol Hanor Shalai. Shel is only Chayef is Kol Hanor Shalai. And he's also driving the Baal, so it's not Kol Hanor Shalai.
In the Park Shel, we say that the Baal is considered a Sefer only because of the Hanor of Oikabatis.
The Hanor of what?
Oikabatis.
The Baal, you mean a husband? A husband, because it's Hanor for both of them, so he doesn't have it in Shel. So you're also Tanah for both, so you should never din Shayel. What if you have the Adin of a Seicha then? He's doing it for both of them. You know he's really doing it for himself, but since she has a benefit, so it's the same thing here. Even though he's doing it for himself, even though he's doing it for himself, the other person has a benefit. He's done it Tzadik Vavam Beis. It's a good demon. All right, let's see the Gemara. We did yesterday was focus on the Chachamim Shita and the two Hasbeirim in the Chachamim that we had yesterday, the Kuntshase Shurim's Mahalach, that the Shoyal is Mekabel Achrayis to the Seicher, or the second Mahalach that we had yesterday, which Rishash's Mahalaf, that the Seicher really becomes an owner because Sturis Luyoymei Mechirahu, and he becomes some level of owner. We did not, we really left Reb Yaisi for today. Obviously, when we have a Mahalach of Reb Yaisi, at least the Mahalach of the Stipe, Reb Yaisi is going to bring a new Mahalach in the whole Machlaikis Reb Yaisi and the Chachamim. And that is Tosis's Pshat in the Machlaikis, which we're going to focus on. And Taisis Pshat is tied to the first six or seven lines of the Gemara. So let's see the Gemara and the obvious questions on the Gemara, and then we'll understand, hopefully, Rabbi Yaisi and the Chacham. Amalei Ravidi Varavim La'abaya. Mechti. What's going on here? Mechti. Let's see. Seicher b'maykon ilay. L'hai parah. In what way is the Seicher kind of the parah? B'shvuah. Now, right away, these words need a hesber. He's kind of with Shvuah. We never heard of a Kenyan called Shvuah. Do you ever hear of a Kenyan Shvuah? No. You swear you kind of. The words, kind of like Shvuah, it needs a hesber. Rishash has a little bit of a hesber in the other piece. The stifle will give a hesber. But that's kasha number one. What does he mean? My kind of like Shvuah. He's kind of with a Shvuah. What do you mean, kind of? At the time he swears, the Baim is dead. Kind of. So we're going to have to touch that. But anyway, that's where Avidi says. By my kani lahai para b'shvua, he's only kind of a para when he swears. So if he's not going to swear, everything will be good for the owner. Namely, maschil a seicher. Let the maschil turn to the seicher and tell him that dal ant v'dal shvua seich v'ano m'shtina dina b'hadi shayil. I don't want you. I don't want your shvua. Go away. I'm not interested in your shvua. I'm going to go have a din Torah to the Shayel. So he's asking a kasha on who? He's asking a kasha on? Who's a kasha on? On the Chachamim. That how could the Chachamim say that the Baalim have to accept a shvua from the from the Seicher, let him say, let the Bayan tell the Seicher, I'm not interested in your Shvua. Don't give me your Shvua, and then nothing will be doing. Dal'an, I don't want you to swear. Funny case. Here, the Seicher wants to swear, and the Maschid is not interested. And the Gemara is saying that the Maschir should have a right to tell the Seicher, I don't want your Shvua. Well, if the Seicher is smart, he should swear very quickly. No. What does it mean, I don't want your Shvua? Don't swear. Is he going to close his ears and not listen to Shvua? Huh? So if I say, you don't make a Shvua unless someone's Tevei you, you could, against his will, waive the Shvua. That's what Gemara said. That I can go, even though he wants to swear, because here, if he swears, he's going to make money on it. But it seems from this Gemara that you could waive the rights to a Shvua. So that's his kasha. He should be able to waive his rights to a Shvua. Amalei says, that's not going to help him. So Tabaya, no. Mi Savris, Seicher b'Shvua, hu dekakani lei. What do you think? That he's kind of the parah with the Shvua. Mishas Misu, dekani. Shvua is only kidei love his diet to Shabbat Abayas. He's kind of Mishas Misa, no Kenyan, Mishas Misa, Pella. When the animal dies, the Seicher is kind of. Which Kenyan? Again, we don't know which Kenyan. What's going on here in the Gemara? Which Kenyan are we talking about? Now, don't tell me that this Kenyan is the same Kenyan as Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. And when he gave him, originally he gave him the animal, it's as if he had a mind, when you do a Mashicha, if all of this and this happen, you'll be kaited. That's not true. Because in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the Bailam gained something by doing it. If I give you the para, and I tell you, if you pay me, you'll get the kaful. I gain, at least I get the payment. Here, the Bailam gained nothing. They have no interest in being machnir. Why in the world would they be machnir to the Seicher? They gained nothing. There's no undina that when he gave it to him, he gave it to him that if this and this happens, it'll be yours. But that's not the pshat here. The Kani Leim and Meila, the Hezba that we're going to say is going to have to answer this idea of Kani Leim, how he's kind it. That's the first Nakuda that we're going to have to explain. The second Nakuda, which is Stipler asks, is Stipler says, what's pshat? Dal ant v'dal shvuaseh. What do you mean? Dal ant v'dal shvuaseh. I could say, oh, go away, I don't want to talk to you, I want to go be tevei from the shayil. What do you mean? The seicher has a right to swear and be potter. Why is it not the seicher's right to swear and be potter? Where does the master come in here to say, don't swear? Now, obviously, if the Seicher loses nothing, the Seicher doesn't lose anything. Obviously, he could say, I don't want you to swear. But here, l'chayim, the Seicher is losing. Because by telling him not to swear, the Bailam is going to get the money from the Shayel. So you have a right to tell somebody, don't swear? And I'm going to go be tevei from someone else? How can you be mafsid someone if Al-Pidini has a right to swear and make money? So what does it mean, Dalan? Dal Shvuaseh. So according to Rav Rishayim, we taka don't paskin Dalan. It's only a Havamina. If you hold we don't paskin like that, okay, so it's a Halbitzara, it's a Havamina. However, Tosfos says that the machlokes between Rav Yosi and the Chachamim is whether you could say Dalan for Dal Shvuaseh. Tosfos says that that's Rav Yosi's Shita. Rabbi Yaisi Be'emis holds of Dal Ant V'Dal Shvuaseh. That Mishas Shvuah de Kukanila. And the Chachamim argue, they hold Mishas Misahu de Kukanila. So according to that, we certainly need to explain the Svara, Dal Ant V'Dal Shvuaseh, which it turns out, like Taisis, is the way we paskin, because we paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. And Taisis says, Rabbi Yaisi's Svara is Dal Ant V'Dal Shvuaseh. So what's going on here? You tell somebody, just download the Shavuaseh. You just tell somebody he's like that, just like this. It's a... the whole sugya needs some nekuda that should make us be able to understand it. So for this, the stipler comes. And the stipler introduces a concept, basically one idea, And with that idea, he's marviach to understand pshat in the Gemara, pshat in Tosfos, and pshat in the Machlokes. The stipulous chiddush is a chiddush in any shomer shemasa l'shomer. A seicher to shayel, shomer to shomer. The stipulous chiddush is the following. Anytime I give you something, Reuven gives Shimon something, with rules of shomer or seicher, whatever it is, and Shimon passes it on to Levi, Shimon takes it and gives it on to Levi, Levi assumes all of the achrayas to the original owner. The third person, the person that has it, his kabbalas achrayas is a kabbalas achrayas to the true owners, to the real bialim. When a seicher gives something to a shayel, the shayel's achrayas are to the real owner. Because the seicher has certain responsibilities. And how he's now giving it to the next person, that person's responsibilities are really to the original owner of the chayfetz. Why should it be that way? Why should it be that way? I guess because every responsibility for whatever level of shmira is to the owner of a chayfetz. He's the one to whom the achrayas is. You know, it's similar to, it's not exactly the same, but it's similar to Shibud Rav Nosson. Shibud Rav Nosson says, if I owe you money, and you owe a third person money, I owe the third person. Not, stam, it's a convenience. Why should I pay you when you pay him? I might as well pay him. No. Shibud Rav Nosson says, that be'etzem I owe the other person. It's not just to make it easier, instead of me paying you and you paying him. It's be'etzem. If I owe you and you owe him, be'etzem, I have chiyuvim to him. I can't tell him, la bal devarim didiat. I don't want to go with you to the entire. I can't tell him that. If I owe you and you owe him, I have to go, I'm mechuyev to go with him to the entire. Because logically, my chiyuvim to someone, if he has the same chiyuvim to someone else, it passes on. Now that's what Reb Nosson says by a chayv, which is a chiddush. By Shmira, it's even more mistava that way. If I'm holding something for you, and you're holding it for the real owner, Zakta Stipler, my chiyuvim really are to the real owner. That's really what my chiyuvim are. So let's say you would have a simple case. A shemechinam gives to a shemechinam. A seicher shemesacha gives to a shemesacha. A seicher gives to a seicher. Any case where it's exactly the same, it's easy. I give it to a shemechina. He gives it to another shemechina. That person's chiyuvei shmira are really to me. They came through the middle person. But his obligations are to me. If I go to him and I say, give me the chayfis, could he say, la bal devarim didiat? Of course not. If I give Reuven something to watch, and Reuven gives it to Shimon, I go to Shimon and I say, give it to me. Could Shimon say, no, I only want to give it to Reuven? If he suspects I'm lying, maybe he could. But if he knows the truth, I gave it to Reuven, Reuven gave it to him. Of course he has to give it to me. So the aside of Shemesh Shemasa L'Shemer, or Seicher Shemasa L'Shayel, is that the third person's chiyuvim to the first person. What happens if the third person has more chiyuvim than the second person? Such as in our case. What happens if the third person was makabel on himself more achrayis than the second person has to the first? The third is an upgrade in chiyuvei achrayis. The first person was a seicher. He was only chayiv on geneva v'aveda. The third person is a shayol. He has chiyuvim of geneva v'aveda and also chiyuvei einsim. What happens in such a case? In such a case, of the stipler, we can only say the third person to the first person has chiyuvim that exist to the first person for geneva v'aveda. It's impossible to say that the third person's chiyuvei einsim is to the first person. First person doesn't own any rights to be paid for einsim. So Zakta Stipler, in such a case where the third person is makabel more achrayis than the second, it splits. Whatever chiyuvim the second has to the first, that there's a direct relationship from number three to number one. It's direct. Be'etzem. And he knew chiyuvim from the third to the second. That's how he analyzed, before he got to Rabbi Yossi the Chachamim, that's how you analyze the story when you have such a story. You want to go to figure out what the din is, you have to first analyze who is the third person chayiv to. And the Yossi, this type says, that everyone agrees, is that the third person has chiyuvim to the first, the etzem. Whatever his chiyuvim are, to whatever the first person is entitled to, the third person is chayiv to the first.
He doesn't want to
say the word shliach. We'll see why soon. He holds that be'etzem, it's part of the rules of chiyuvei shmira, are that the third person is chayiv to the first. If you're going to stick in the idea of shlichus, it's going to change things, as we're going to see. If what?
The new chiyuvim wouldn't go to the second head.
The new chiyuvim, if you say he's a shliach. We'll have to see. We'll talk about shlichus. The statute talks about it separately. We'll talk about it separately. We're not considering him to be a shliach. We're saying that that's the taich of Kabbalah Sachrayis. The taich of someone's a Kabbalah Sachrayis is in Kabbalah Sachrayis to the Bailam. The second person had a Sachrayis to the Bailam. Even the third person doesn't know who the Bailam is. But that's the up taich of his Kabbalah Sachrayis. That's the... Now. How does a second have a right to give it to the third? Yesterday I told you that it's talking hadrashus, which is the easiest way to learn. Even though the Rush on the Mishnah Taka sounds like it means he had rashus, the Rush later in the Gemara says, even if he didn't have rashus, but that's only lechatchila, you're not supposed to give it to someone else. But b'di'evet, if you give it to a bardas, you're not a pesheya if you give it to a third person. There's no pshia. You gave it to a good person. Even if you never shush to do it, but it doesn't create for you.
Less a shmira, though.
It's a bigger shmira here. It's an upgrade. It went from serious to shila, which is an upgrade. If it's less, nothing else. All right, so once we understand this, we come now to the story. The owner gives it to the seicher. The seicher gives it to the shayel. The behema died kedarka. What happens now? We have to see, the shayel is going to have to make a payment. Who is his baal devarim? Who is his obligation to? The original owner or the second person? Zuck the stipler. Rabbi Yossi holds, koni lei b'shvua. Koni lei b'shvua means the following. It means the third person still has chiyuvim to the bailim because the second person has chiyuvim to the bailim. Right? The third person has whatever chiyuvim the second one had. What is the second person's chiyuv to the Baal? What does he owe him by Mesa Kedarka? He owes him to swear. He owes him a shvua. Kozman, he owes him a shvua. There's still din v'dvarim between the second person and the first. When the first person says, Rabbi Yossi owes the first person to say, Dal shvuasech. Dal at v'dal shvuasech. Who are you? I don't want to have a din tayru with you. The aside is that the third person's chiyuvim are to the first person. So, kol zman, the second person didn't swear. Rabbi Yossi says, the owner could say, I'm going to din Torah with the third person. He's my baal dvarim. He has chiyuvim to me. Just like you have chiyuvim to me, the third person has chiyuvim to me. I want to go to a din Torah with the third person. I want to have a din Torah with him. Does he have a right to do that? The chachamim say, no. Misahu de kakanile. What's taich misahu de kakanile? As soon as the animal died kedarka, what happened between the first and second person? The chain was broken. Because the first to the second person, if it dies kedarka, they're no chiyuvim anymore. So the chain was broken. Once the chain was broken, the Rabbanon say, the second person to the first person, they're no chiyuvim. Kivin the mace, who dika kanilei? What does kanilei mean? It means that the second person now is the baldvarim with the third, because the chain is broken as soon as he died. As soon as it's mesa, it's broken. Right? If you play tag, if you touch base, you ever had played electricity? You touch base and you touch somebody, and then he touches someone, right? That's he's safe, right? That's what's going on here. As soon as the third person is attached to the second, and the second is to the first, so it's electricity, right? The first person is chiyuvim to the third. If the third person lets go of the hand of the second person, then kanilei, then the second person is kaina. It's up to Stipler. When does the third person let go of the second? The chachamim hold misa hu deka kanilei. As soon as it dies kedarka, it's all over. The connection between the third person and the second person is finished. Memela, hu deka kanilei. The second person now is in good shape. Now his connection to the Bialim is finished. Now he can be tevea from the shayim. Rabbi Yaisi says, no, Misa is not kanilei, because after Misa, there's still a chiyuv of what? Of Shvuah. The third person and the second person, they're still attached. The link from the third to the second are still there. So when the second person is holding hands with the first person, it's the first to the third. There's still an attachment. As long as there's no Shvuah, everyone's still connected. Rabbi Yaisi holds. So you could tell him, Dalant v'dal Shvuasech. What does it mean, Dalant v'dal Shvuasech? He says, I'm not interested in your Shvuah. Right now, the third person is chayiv to me. Why would I be interested in taking a Shvuah? I'm not interested in taking a Shvuah. The third person has to give them to me. The Chachamim say, no. Misa hu dekakani. Now realize, we're not talking about a kinyan. The kasha was, there's no such kinyan as Misa, as Shvuah. We're not talking about a kinyan. We're talking about breaking the connection from the third to the second. As soon as you break the connection from the third, from the original Baal HaBos to the Seicher, the Seicher is Kanilei. The Seicher has rights to the Shayel. As soon as you break the connection. You know what it's like? It's like Shibundiger of Nassim. I owe you money. You owe someone else money. I have to pay him. But that's only as long as the chain exists. If I pay you, or if you pay him, then the chain is broken. Same thing here. As soon as the number two person swears to the original Bialim, the chain is broken. Shvuah hu dekakanilei. Then he has a contract with the Shayel. The machlaikis, according to Taisus, is when does the chain break the connection from the original owner to the renter? As long as the chain exists, meaning that the original owner and the seicher have a din Torah between them, then the third person has to go to the first person because everything is connected. As soon as the original owner and the seicher become detached one from the other, then the din Torah is between the shayel and the seicher. The Stipler says that's pshat in the machlaikis, shvuah hu dekakanilei or misa hu dekakanilei. When does the chain break in this? In this din Torah. Yeah. Quite to Rabbi Yaisi, as long as you don't swear to me, the third person is my connected. Because now you didn't swear to me, I'm connected to you. You're connected to him, so he has to come to din Torah with me.
Only to the level of the seicher, not to the level of the shayel.
But since I still have a tefiyah on the seicher, so I could have a tefiyah on him. So whatever his chiyuvim are, you were never kind of those chiyuvim. Shvuah de kakanilei. Because my you don't swear, the chiyuvim are to me. Kind of more than he had. So what's the answer to that? You're right. One second. I want to make sure everyone understands still here. Everyone follow? This type is really, if you accept his original hanacha, his pshat in the Mishnah, in the Machlaikis, and the Lashna Gemara is very, very smooth. Just you have to accept the original hanacha. That is, you know, what we're calling electricity. There's a connection between person number one and person number three. As long as the Bailam are connected to the Seicher, the Bailam are connected to the Shayel. That's the yesod of the Stipler. As long as the Bailam are connected to the Seicher, and the Seicher gave it to a Shayel, the Bailam could go straight to the Shayel, like Shibud HaDerem Nelson sort of. The question is, when does the link break between the Bailam and the Seicher? Is it Bishas Misa? Misa, so the link is broken, you don't have to be a Pater HaMisa, Mesa Kedarka, the link is over. Or, when you swear, because till you swear you're not Pater, so because now you don't swear, it's not broken. Now, if you understand that that's the machlokes, it explains the kakanilei, it explains dalat v'dal shvuaseh. Now just step back for a minute and think in svara, how do you understand it? At what point does the seicher become detached from the bialim? When it's mesa kedarka or when he swears? What's more mustaver? What's the svara? What's the nisenis? What's the pashtus? When? If to the shua, he certainly has no shaitas. Till he makes a shvua, he still has achrayas to the baal. Is that true? So I want to hear someone say differently. Huh?
Before then, maybe
if therefore what?
So therefore, he doesn't give up on it yet. Once he makes a shua, okay, that's it.
Why is he making a shua? The Torah told him to. Why? It sounds like the Baal is not sure if it's true. So we call that a birur. Shua is just a birur, right? To mevar the emes. Now, if that's true, if a shua is just to be mevar the emes, then really, at what time did the connection break between the original owner and the seicher? Really, by misa. It's just lahafiz daitai. I don't know if it died kedarka. Swear for me. All right. So you're doing me. What are you doing by swearing? You're just being mefayis me that you're telling the truth. That died kedarka. But that doesn't change the emes hadvar. The emes was it died kedarka before you swore. If you hold the shvua is just lahafiz daitai, which in the yeshivish language you call a birur, then really, before the shvua, the connection is broken. If I could prove it with two witnesses, I'd also not have to swear. Or if you saw it happen, I also wouldn't have to swear. It's just sort of to reassure me. If it's kedei lahafiz daitai, then we would understand that really misahu dekakanilei. Then we would understand, which is the shita of the Rabbanon, that misahu dekakanilei, the shvua is just lahafiz daitai shalom abayis. If a shvua is just to be mefayis me, to be mevara, to me the truth, then we understand the chachamim sheet, the very gishmak, that really God knows it died kedarka. And really, as soon as it died, the seicher has no chiyuv into the baal. It's a chiyuv, to mefayis daita, I'll be mefayis daita. But she'enken, if you hold that shvua is really a tashlumim, that shvua is a tashlumim, what does that mean, the way we explain shua zeteshlum? It means really the seicher owes something to the bailam. What does he owe the bailam? Either pay or swear. It's a form of tashlumin to the bailam. If you hold it's a form of tashlumin, then it's much more mistaver that shvua hu dekakanilei. Cause amad, I don't swear, I have chiyuvim to you. And if we would say Metoich She'ani Yochel Lishba, if he'd be a Rosh who can't swear, he'd have to pay cash. If you hold that Shvua is a Tashlumin, then Rabbi Yossi Shita, that Shvua Hu Dekakanilei is much more mistaver. That it's with the Shvua that breaks the link. So, you see what comes out from the Stipler? It comes out very Yishvah. It seems from the way the Stipler is saying that the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon, is Yenda Claire, what is Shvua? Is Shvua something real? Or Shvua just a hafah, just to be mafis daita, just to tell it, to convince him I'm telling the truth? If Shvua is a tashlumin, so he's still in the Torah from number 3 to number 2 until he swears. And Shvua de kakanilei, till he swears, he doesn't have anything. If Shvua is just to tell me what happened, but if I would know independently what happened, it anyway would be over. So then the link is broken with Misa, Misa Huda Kakanilei. Because the Shvua is just to be Mevar that he died. But once I know he died, Lamaisa Misa Huda Kakanilei. So to sum up the Stipler, the whole Nida of this Sugya is at what point does the din Torah between the Bailin and the Seicher break. That connection, that link, that holding hands, whatever you want to call it, what point does it break? That's the whole Shaila. The Shail is always connected to the Seicher because he has to pay. The Shail is connected to the Seicher, that's always. Is the Seicher connected to the Bailin? The whole Nidin of our Sugya is, between Misa and Shvua, somewhere in between, is there a connection that still exists from the Seicher to the Bailin? Rabbi Yossi says, yes. Shvuhu dekakanile, until you swear it's not over. I'm a meila dal shvuasech. I can say forget the shvua. And the Chacham say, no, as soon as it died, it's over. As soon as it died, there's no connection from the Bailin to the Seicher. I asked to swear, he just has to swear to convince us that it died. But once he swears, it's just a matter of knowing that it died. The Misa Huda Kakani, it's the death that breaks. The animal's death that breaks the connection. So therefore, the whole machlaikis of Misa Huda Kakani, Shvu Huda Kakani, is a question of what breaks the connection from the Bailin to the Seicher, because that, in effect, breaks the connection to the person who's paying, to the Shayim. It's a very geshmak of pshat, and Tosis himself says at the end, the nafkamina would be if the owner knows it died kedarka. If the owner knows it died kedarka, he can't be mechayev shvua. If the owner knows for sure that the animal died kedarka, he's not mechayev shvua. So, in that case, everybody would agree misahu dekakani lei, because there's no chayev shvua at all. The Tosis takin be no machlekes Rabbi Yosi dechachamim. Because there's no chiyuv shvua, then the link is broken with mesa. So it's a very geshmak of pshat. Comes out from the stipler. Any time we're going to have, we're still going to learn shayim b'shemassel l'shayim. See, the thing about hamafkid, we're only going to learn a few block, but all the cases that we learned and that we're learning are cases that are more famous cases. I mean, Shemesh Masal Shaima, this Mishnah, these are Yisaidistika cases. All these cases of the Stipler, the Shaila is, the Nidain is, when did the link break? You'll ever have a Shaila of three people, from three to two to one, any Shaila you're going to have, the job is to figure out, did the link from three to two break? If all the links are connected, then you didn't tell us number one and number three. If the link broke between two of them, then the entire is between two. That's what the stipler, the whole sugya, according to Taisa's chat, the whole nidain, the whole sugya. So this is the stipler's mahalach in the machlaikis. For itself, it would be a relatively easy way to understand. Of course, the problem is, it's one of a number of pshatim in the Mishnah, which always makes things a little more confusing. Galkoponim, it's a way he analyzes the Gemara. The whole piece is very geshmak. This is all according to Tosfos and the way Tosfos explained this Gemara. Agav, we see from Dal Shvuasech, an old Yisaid. Let's say you owe me money. You owe me money. And I say, don't pay me, I don't want you to pay me. You say, no, I want to pay you. Can I, against your will, be meichel you? You say, you want to pay. I say, I don't want you to pay. Huh? Can you force me to take payment? You owe me money. You say, Seinu matana sichya, I don't want you to pay me. I want to pay you. And I say, no, I want to be meichel. So what's the halacha, you remember? Well, can I be meichel someone against his will? What's Mechila? So what's it in by Mechila? What? Mechila, we said, is a siluk. By Mechila in Tzricha Kinyan, we had. Mechila is a siluk. And I could force you. If I'm Meichel you, it's finished. If I'm, I could be Meichel you against your will. You don't want? It doesn't matter. Mechila is a siluk. I, against your will, have a kayach to be Meichel, because we pass in Mechila in Tzricha Kinyan. Mechila doesn't require Kinyanim. Mechila is a siluk. I can't be machna something to you against your will. I want to give you a gift, and if someone will be zeichet for you, you could say, I don't want. But mechila, mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. And if you're meichel, then it's all finished. If I'm meichel you something, and you come and you pay me anyway, you're giving me a matana. You're not paying. That's dal ant v'dal shvuasech. He could say, yomi yeshvua. I don't want the shvua. I'm not interested. Is there actually a mechila here that he's saying? Is there a mechila? It's a little funny here. I was thinking coming in that it's a mechila, but now I'm thinking, is it really a mechila? Huh? It's a mechila. It's a little problem. I'm just thinking now. If he's mechil the shvua, it wouldn't be so good. Because if you're mechil the shvua, then the person's potter. And the seicher is potter, so how am I going to the shayel? If it's a real mechila, it should break the link by itself. I don't know if it's right to call it a mechila. Mechil the shvua. Not the chiyuvim that come when you don't swear. Typically, if I give something to a shaymer and I say I'm mechil the shvua, that means I'm mechil everything. So I'm not sure here. Does it make sense it works with Teis Mechila? I'm wrong. I understood Dalant is Mechila, but I think I'm wrong. Does Mechila make sense here? You guys should jump on me. I'm totally wrong. It's not Mechila. Because if I'm Michael him, it's as if he swore. If you owe me a Shvua and someone owes you the money, I want to collect the money. If I'm Michael you the Shvua, what would be by Shabbat Dereb Nasim? Someone owes you money, you owe me. If I'm Michael the money, I can't go to him. So Dalant is not a Mechila. What is it? I'm not sure. So if it doesn't work with us, Mechila. Are you asking Mechila? Does it make sense here? What does it mean, Dalant v'dal Shvua? Say, if I'm Michael the Shvua, it can't be. If I'm Michael the Shvua, then I can't collect, really. I'm only collecting because it goes through you. It means I'm not Tevei Rishvua. It's like something in between. It's going from the shelf to first person because I'm still connected to the Seicher. If I'm Meichel, it's the same as if he swore. Mechila breaks the link. Yeah, but it only goes from the shelf to the Baal because the shelf is still connected to the Seicher. Because as long as you don't swear, I swear you're not kind. There still has to be some connection. What be a chilek? Because when I said bechila, I understood it. I could be mechil someone by karchai. If I'm just not toiveya him, the other person will come screaming, I want to swear. I want to swear. He wants to swear. He'll make money on this. If he says he wants to swear, I know, that's why Mechila, the way I understood Mechila was much better. So Mechila, I could tell you, I don't want Yeshua, but I don't think. Not Baltavar and Didiat. That's right, it's not a Mechila, but you're not my Baltavarim. I want to go straight, I'm the Baltavarim of the Shail now. That's what it has to be. It has to be an in between thing. I'm not Mechila Yeshua. But I'm not a Teveya. I'm not. I have no Asik with you. You have a Chiv Shvua to me, but it's like Ratzam Izegay v'Ratzam Izegay. If I want to come on eye from you, I want to come on from him. I want to come on from him, not from you. It can't be Mechila, though. Mechila would end the whole association. What? That about Devarim would make sense similar to in the 10th parak, Ratzam Izegay v'Ratzam Izegay. Right? The din is, if someone steals from me, and then someone else eats the thing that he stole, I have a choice. I come on from the person who stole it, or come on from the person who ate it. I come on from both, but I get a choice. Rotsa mizegai, rotsa mizegai. So here also, it would seem, dalant v'dashwasef means, I don't want to go to you, I want to go to him. I could go to whomever I want. Sounds more like that idea of Abal Dabar. Akapadim, this is Taisis Mahala with the stipulus Hezber. And the side is a nice side. We'll get to Shem Shemasa L'Shaimer Mitzah Shem. We'll see how far it carries through this idea of the Din Torah being between number one and number three. So we'll get to that when we get to Shem Shemasa L'Shaimer. The Rush has a slightly different Mahala than Taisis. And the way the stipulus understands the Rush's Mahala is Rav Rishaynim. Says the Mukhi Yosef, and he brings a Taisa Shans, He says this, the Taisa Shita he calls one Shita, Da'alat V'dash V'aseh. He likes the Stipla Nemzon in Oiz Beis, in Sinan Chavtes, which in the new prints, I think, is similar to Gimel. He says that there's a second Pshat of Rabbi Yaisi, and that's the Rosh. The Rosh really just says three words. The Rosh says that when I give something to a Seicher, and the Seicher passes it on to a Shayel, it's like he's my Shliach. He's like my Shliach to pass it on. And since he's like my Shliach to pass it on, Shluchish Adam Kamaisai, so the Shayel is Chayiv to me. This is Pshat and Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi holds, when I give it to a Seicher, and the Seicher gives it to a Shayel, so it's as if he's my Shliach, and it's as if I gave it to the Shayel, as I state in Rush. Now, what does it sound like from the Rush? Did I give him permission to lend it? What does it sound like from that, huh? If he's my Shliach, it sounds like I gave him permission. Which is why yesterday I told you that the Rush holds, he gave him permission. That the case is, he gave him permission. What? So I saw afterwards that the Rush in the Gemara says even he didn't give him permission. Even though he didn't give him permission. If the Seicher passes it on, he's like my Shliach. He's like my Shliach. It's not real Shlichus. And the Stipel explains this idea. It's not real Shlichus. And really, ain't a Seicher Rishoy Lahashel. L'chatchil, he's not supposed to pass it on without my permission. But Afal Pikein, it wasn't a Pshia. He gave it to a Bardas. So it's as if he's my Shliach, as if he did it for me. And since it's as if he did it for me, the chiyuvim of the third person, not to the first person. The Rush is similar to the Stipus Pshat and Taisvis in one regard. The Rabbi Yaisi holds that the entire is between number three and number one. The Rush holds it's because of Ken Shluchai. He's like a Shliach. And the Stipus Taisvis holds it's because of Dalad V'dal Shvuaseh. And just two different ways to explain how Rabbi Yaisi connects person number one and person number three, if it's because he's Kishluchai, or it's because of Dalat V'dal Shvuaseh. What would be an Afgamina between Taisus and the Rush? The last few lines of Taisus would be an Afgamina. Because it sounds the same. The Rush says he's Kishluchai. Taisus says because Dalat V'dal Shvuaseh. Nafgamina will be, and this Nafgamina is very important, we'll get to tomorrow, in Reb Zeira, that the Nafgamina is, if the person himself saw what happened, if the original Bailam saw what happened, if you see it, you can't demand the Shvua. If you saw it die to darka, you can't demand the Shvua. So, like Taisvis, Rabbi Yaisi is made it to the Rabbanon, if the original person saw it. Rabbi Yaisi be made it to the Rabbanon. He saw it happen. He can't, there's no Dalai for Dal Shvuasa. Mashiach came like the Rush. It doesn't matter if he saw it. It has nothing to do with Shvua. You're my Shliach to give it to the Shayel. So I gain. When you give it to the Shayel, Rabbi Yaisi holds I gain. So this is the Nafgamina between the two. Tomorrow when we learn Reb Zeira, you all should look. The Yeshua makes the point that Reb Zeira's case only makes sense like the Rush and doesn't make sense according to Taisus. The issue is cash on Reb Zeira, which we're going to, Mitz Hashem, get to when we learn Reb Zeira tomorrow. This chiluk between the two of them. What I would like, if somebody could help me, is that Reb Zeira's case, I don't want to bore you with the whole, we spoke about it already five times, but the whole Reb Chaim business and Reb Chanan, the question, do you pay someone because he's mafsid, or do you pay someone because you're mazik? That whole thing, all the rayas we had, you could look at it this way, you could look at it that way, they were tutzdadim. Pashkofer Rishayna, Reb Zeira's case, which I think you all saw already, which, I mean, my son learned Hamafkin in 7th grade this year. When he learned Reb Zeira's case, he also came home all excited, you know, about such a case that you pay somebody, there's only one para, and you're paying him a bunch of paras. L'chaira, that case, I mean, nobody could say there was a hefsek of more than one para, because there was only one para. That case seems to be a solid raya that you don't pay a person because of a hefsid. That you pay a person because of the way the din Torah works out. Rabbi Chanan, at the end of his piece on this thing, at the end, he says, Aval for Rabbi Zeira seems to be a raya, period. He brings this raya. And this is one raya which I can't creep out of to try to find a second side. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do it.